Soup. A lot of soup. If one were to open my locker at Divinity School, you would find books, random trash, popcorn, and soup. Not just one or two cans, but a lot of soup. My strategy is this. Go to the sale aisle of Stop and Shop and find whatever soup is on sale that week, whether it be vegetable, tomato, or if I'm really lucky, the off-brand of Campbell's Double Noodle, and stock up. For the many cold days of New England and the sale cost of about a dollar, a flavorful bowl of soup seems to hit the spot each day. It never really seems to get old for me. A few weeks ago, I joined some friends for lunch. Without even so much as looking, I grabbed a can of soup from my locker, poured it into a bowl, and zapped it in the microwave. And to my delight, it was my favorite, the double noodle. After a few spoonfuls, though, I noticed that the soup just didn't taste right. After a few more spoonfuls, my friends suggested that perhaps one of my sale cans of soup was just too good to be true, and that maybe, perhaps, it had passed its expiration date, and to check the date on the can just in case. So I pulled the can out of the recycling bin, and there lie the answer to why my soup tasted so off that day. In bright green letters was the phrase, reduced sodium. Ugh, reduced sodium. The soup had lost its saltiness. Salt, the element, to my dismay, that was not in my can of soup that day, can be found in our gospel lesson for today. Jesus, talking to his disciples, said, "You are the salt of the earth." Perhaps because it is such a commonly recognized element in those days, Jesus doesn't expand upon what exactly that might mean, and therefore leaves it to us to decipher the simple analogy over 2,000 years later. Salt. We know that it can be used to flavor and season foods, such as soups, and that it also can be used as a preservative, a way to keep foods from rotting. What I find most interesting is that although you can find salt on its own, most often you find it used with something else. For instance, even today, we don't tend to go to the store just so that we can buy salt, so that it might just sit in the salt shaker on the table. We buy it so that it can be useful to other things, so that we can shake it onto our less than flavorful bowls of soup. We even buy it to throw in its rock form onto our sidewalks to get rid of the ice. Not only does Jesus use the word salt, but he also uses another fairly common element to describe his disciples. Light. You are the light of the world. Unlike salt, light illuminates, reveals, and allows people to see. Light finds its main use where there is darkness. Wow, just as we see by the beginning of a small list above, by simply saying that you are the salt and the light, Jesus also implies so much more. Placing these functions of salt and light back into Jesus' sermon on the hilltop, we hear, "You are flavor, you preserve, you allow sight, and you exist for others." Just as important as it for us to look at what Jesus says, I invite you to think about what Jesus does not say. Jesus does not say, "You might be salt," or "If you do this or that, you will become light. Or you will become salt if. No, Jesus says, you are light, you are salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Jesus makes these statements personal without any qualifiers and says it with some immediacy. Right here, right now, you are the salt and you are the light. So right here, right now, what does it look like for us as disciples to be salt and light? How is it that we share the gospel? The good news that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again with others. How will you, how will I, and how will we as a community at UniLU be Christ's light in the world? Who is it that you are providing flavor or light for? Other members at UniLU? Your brothers or sisters? Mom or dad, grandchildren, those sleeping in the shelter right below us, coworkers or classmates? As wonderful and good as this all sounds, Jesus naming us salt and light, it doesn't come without difficult questions and expectations. Jesus says, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? During Jesus' time, most salt in Galilee probably came from the Dead Sea. As salt was exposed to the natural elements, it was not all that uncommon for salt to decompose and lose its saltiness. Salt losing its taste was very much a reality. Our sinning and our messing up as we try to be salt in this world is also very much a reality. Continually, a few lines later, we hear Jesus say, "No one lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel." In order to be useful as the light, we have to go into the darkness, into places that might be scary, into a world of sin and suffering. By not hiding under a bushel, we may not be extinguished, but it means we are visible and we are vulnerable. To be a disciple and to share the gospel can be a very scary thing. What might it look like in your life to be visible, to be vulnerable? Even this week, in the midst of divinity school, as I prepared to give this sermon, I had to admit to myself that sharing the gospel out loud, to me, felt like I was going into the darkness, and that perhaps being shielded by a bushel didn't seem so bad. What dark places make you nervous to let your light shine? What is it in your life? What are the external or maybe internal elements that make you unsalty? In the midst of our darkness, in the midst of our unsaltiness, Christ comes. In the waters of baptism, we are claimed as God's own, marked with the cross of Christ forever. Each morning, we can start our day anew, remembering whose we are, and the call to let our light shine. We remember that Christ has made us salt and light. Just as we heard last week in the Beatitudes, we are blessed to be a blessing for others. At the table, we receive Christ's body and blood. We receive the forgiveness and strength to live life as salt and light, to be salt and light, and to share what we have been given. And we can live into the prophet Isaiah's words we heard just a while ago as Mary read it from our first reading. We can read the how. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. On our own, we are ready to hide our light under the bushel. Lose our saltiness. We become sort of like that can of reduced sodium soup. That is why in our own ways, in our own words, whether it be daily, hourly, weekly, we turn to God and confess that we have fallen short and we ask to be restored. And God over and over responds, whether we hear those words of forgiveness or not, you belong to Christ. And through the power of the cross, your sins are all forgiven. God is faithful and will strengthen you that your light may shine before others, that you may be God's holy people in all the world. Jesus' words, you are salt, you are light, have made me look around this community lately to discover how that is so. It is because of Jesus' words that this last week, 9 members of our congregation were newly elected to council as persons who will hold us accountable for being salt and light, both to each other and in this world. It is because of this that Uniloo welcomes all people into our community of faith as salt and light. It is because of this that campus ministry is vital to this congregation, to be a community where formation of individuals is important. It is because of this that we provide warmth for the Harvard Square homeless shelter. It is because of this that members of this congregation will be traveling to Haiti. It is because of this that we write letters to our representatives in Congress. It is because of this that I invite you to find your own special way to be salt and light. Whether it be the way in which you do your job, share a hug, write cards, collect cans, or teach Sunday school. Do it in your own way. We do it not for our own glory, but for that God might be glorified. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Amen.